Chapter 136, Psalms chapter 136. I was going through and doing a word search or word study through the Bible and the word thank or thankful or thanks and things like this. And you know what? Many, many times it was connected to this phrase or this thought, for his mercy endure forever. For his mercy endure forever. And in Psalms chapter 136 is an entire chapter that is kind of like a... It's obviously many of the Psalms were songs they would sing. It would be, they give a certain portion, and then someone else would repeat the other portion back. And you're going to see at the end of every single one of these verses, it says, for his mercy endure forever. No matter what you're going through today, God's mercy is going to endure forever. And we're thankful for that. And today we're going to look a little bit at this. And the title of this morning's message is Different Reasons We Can Praise God and Always Be Thankful. Different Reasons We Can Praise God and Always Be Thankful. Psalms chapter 136. And I'm going to do something a little different. So we're going to practice this. So I hope you guys don't think I'm becoming liberal. But I'm going to read the phrase and I'm going to ask you guys afterwards to say, for his mercy endure forever. So we're going to try it on verse 1 first. And this is how they would have sung it. I don't really think you want me to sing it and you sing it back to me because it's not written that way. So it says, so I'm going to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I think we got it. So we're going to do it throughout the whole chapter. It's 26 verses long, and I think we can handle this. Okay, so we're trying something new. Like I said yesterday, sometimes teenagers' activities, either they are a hit or they are flop. So if this is a hit, great, maybe we'll do it later. If it's a flop, you won't have to endure it again. But God's mercy will continue to endure no matter what. It says, verse number 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day, the moon and stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt and their firstborn, and brought out Israel from among them, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, to him which divideth the Red Sea into parts, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness, to him which smote great kings, and slew famous kings, Sihon king and of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and gave their land for a heritage, even a heritage unto Israel, his servant, who remembered us in our low estate, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, who giveth food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that we leave with this thought that your mercy endure forever. And Lord, that we leave this other thought that you are good. And Lord, I know that sometimes we go through hard times and hardships, and Lord, we can always be thankful. Help us to understand that. Help us to see that as we look at this passage of Scripture, Lord. Help us just to praise you for who you are, and for the things that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can title the message, is it mercy endure forever, or you can, different reasons we can praise God and always be thankful. So you come, I like this chapter of the Bible. It has so much in it. We're going to have to move fairly quickly, but there's a little spot that we're going to spend an extra time on because of it, and we talked a little bit about it in Sunday school, just because this week I want you to walk away saying, I know that God is good, and God is always good. Look what it says in verse number one. Different reasons why we can praise God is, first of all, because of who he is. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. You see verses 1 through 4, it gives a little bit of description, just a little inkling of who God is. One of the reasons why we can always praise God and we can always be thankful is because who he is. First thing I want you to think about is, number one, underneath because who he is because he's God. You know, there are so many different people out there today that have little gods, and they make gods of relationships, they make gods of images, they make gods of their boss. They worship so many different things, but there is only one true God. There is only one true God, and the Bible says this, thus saith the Lord, King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. There is only one God, capital G, all else is little gods, and they're false gods, little g. Even in Exodus chapter 20, one of the first commandments, it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He goes to the nation of Israel. He brings them out of Egypt. He parts the Red Sea, brings them to Mount Sinai, reveals himself in the fact of the glory of God on that mountain. And then it comes up and it says, the first thing I want you to know is I don't want you to put any other god before me. You say, well, of course they're not going to put any god. You just took them out of slavery. You took them through the Red Sea. You did all these things for them. They're never going to forget you. That was one of the first commandments they broke over and over and over. We need to remember that we can always be thankful because of who God is. We don't have to worry about he's going to lose his reign, that he's going to lose his throne. He will always be God no matter what. He is God of gods, what it says there in verse number 2, and he is Lord of lords. Psalms 103 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We looked a little bit of that this morning in our Sunday school class, and it was about, you know, if we understand who God is, he's the one that's made us. We have not made ourselves. We are not God. We did not make ourselves. We are not answering to ourselves. We're going to answer to God someday. Yes, we have to answer for our actions, obviously, of course, but more importantly, we need to learn that we're going to answer to God. We are not God. It is God who has made us. We are not ourselves, for we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So the first thing I want you to think is because of who he is, and underneath that is because he's God, and the second thing is because he's good. So, okay, Pastor, he's God. Why should I be thankful for that? Well, you're thankful because of the fact that you know that he is God and that no one's ever going to take that throne or that title away. Lucifer tried to do that. It's just not going to happen. The second thing is, and this is probably the point I like to drive home the most, and I know we spent some time in Sunday school about it, is just simply put, he is good. God is good to us. And if we remember that, if we spend this week of Thanksgiving, we're coming to the spot, we can get feeling sorry for ourselves. But if we remember that he is God, and not just is he God, he is actually good. He will always be good. He will never stop being good, and he's good to us. Think about some of these things. We can take things for granted, or we can take things with gratitude. It's one of the quotes we used this morning in Sunday school. And I told them that many times people take God for granted. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, you think about it. We know that God is God, and we know that he's good, so sometimes we don't feel like we need to praise him. Oh, he's God. He's going to love us anyway. He's God. He knows how we are. He knows how busy we are. No, you're taking God for granted when you do things like that. Instead of taking God for granted, we're told to praise him. We're told to worship him. We're told to enter into his presence with singing. And so we take God for granted when we say, oh, I don't need to read my Bible this morning. Well, even though God tells us to. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. I'm going to just keep on going on because I know that God is good. No, that's taking God for granted. I use the illustration. Sometimes we take people for granted. And in the generation that we live in today, they are sometimes very ungrateful and unthankful people. And sometimes people just assume upon you, and they never say thank you. And it's sad because I wonder what it's going to be like 40 or 50 years down the road. Because I see good kids from good families, from good churches that don't even know sometimes how to say the words thank you. And it's like they weren't taught that. And they take things for granted. It's an entitlement society that we live in. And we shouldn't do that with God. We shouldn't do that with our husbands and our wives. We shouldn't do that with our kids. We shouldn't do that with our pastor. We shouldn't do that with our church. Well, you know what? We should have gratitude. We shouldn't take things for granted. We should take things with gratitude. And today, I am full of gratitude because not only is he God, he is a God that is good. I don't want to take him for granted. He's God. He deserves praise. He deserves worship. He deserves our thanksgiving. We cannot worship him too much. We cannot give him enough praise. We cannot praise him enough. So I want you to think about this. Thanking God moves us from a mentality of defeat into a stance of faith. One of the greatest blessings that we have in this world is the fact that God is good. If we believe by faith that God is good, it will lead us to be a thankful people that will bless his name and praise him all the time. He said, praise him all the time. Well, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We got to remember that not only when things are going well, it's easy to do it when things are going well, but we should learn to thank him and bless his name all the time. You want to know why? It's because God's good all the time. The things might be bad, and the circumstances may be bad, but no matter what, God is still good. So even when hardship and hard times are happening, how can we praise him then? How can we thank him then? We might not thank him for exactly what we're going through, but we can thank him for the fact that he is good. And we can be thankful for he can teach us where we're at. And the trials and the difficulties of life can help us trust in him even that much more. As a pastor, what about when you're overwhelmed and exhausted, depleted, perplexed, and baffled? In our heart, we can still be grateful. You know, what if I don't feel like being grateful? And I read this quote about the feelings and how it involves our gratefulness and our thankfulness. We should not fall for the notion that we should not say thank you unless we feel thankful. Our emotions are ever-changing and unreliable. We should pay no attention to our feelings. Spiritual maturity does what is right because it is right. If we are going to be spiritually minded people, I'm going to choose to do what is right because it is right. Eventually, our emotions will catch up with our verbalized thanksgiving. Gratitude is a habit-forming thing. You can form a habit. He said, Pastor, you mean even when I don't feel grateful or thankful, am I supposed to still do it? Well, the Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord. Always. The Bible tells us to be thankful in all things. So the answer is yes, because that is a habit-forming thing. I use the illustration today in Sunday school class. There's a road that I take to work back and forth, and I don't feel like I should have to follow the speed limit on that road. I think it's too low. I think it should go up from 35 to 45 on Forest Park Road. Somebody tell their government that around here, so that way we can go a little faster to work. You know what? I still have to follow it, even if I don't feel like it. And sometimes in our life, we got to understand that we know that God is good and we can always be thankful. We should thank God not only when things are good, but choose to thank him because he is good, especially when the circumstances are bad. And we went back to that story about Job. And we talked about Job and how he had lost all his children and lost all his wealth in just a short period of time. And the Bible says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell to the ground and yelled at God. No. It says he worshiped. Can you imagine that? When everything was going wrong, it says he worshiped. And then he says, naked. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did that in his trials. And that's something I think we can learn from this today. We can be thankful and have a heart of gratitude because God is always good. I didn't know my wife was going to sing that song. I'm glad that she did. It kind of goes along because we have been through many things. But God has never, ever stopped being good. Second thing I want you to think of, not only can we be thankful and praise him because of who God is. He is God. There's no doubt about that. And you see this in the verses 1 through 4. Give thanks unto God of gods. In verse 2, give thanks unto the Lord of lords. Verse number 3. And it says verse number 4, to him who alone doeth great wonders. No one else can do what God does. Second thing is because of his creation. We can be thankful because he's good and because he's God, but consider his creation. Look what it says. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. Man, we need God's wisdom. If he can create the heavens, how much more can he help us in our day-to-day lives? We are his creation. Obviously, he knows what is best on how we should live and how we shouldn't live. And thankfully, he gave us a book to go by. And not only did he just give us a book, he gave us his spirit to lead us and direct us. And not only did he give us that, he gave us direct access to him in prayer, and he responds to our prayers. We have so much to be thankful for. Think about his creation. It says in verse number 5, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. To the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I don't know about you, but that kind of puts me back in that perspective that's found in Psalms 100, when it says, know ye that he is God. You know, we need to remember he's God. So we can be thankful and praise him for what? Because he's God and because he's good. But he's the one that made us. He's given us these things. Everything that we have in this world is because God has made this world and given people ingenuity to make those things. And the world is full of the greatness and glory of God. If you just look up in the heavens, they declare the glory of God. We can be thankful because of his creation. Another thing I want you to think about, we can be thankful because he redeemed us. He redeemed us. Look what it says in verses 10 through 15. Now it turns a tide to talking about the nation of Israel. And it says, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. And obviously this is in reference to the plagues and how he brought them out of the land of Egypt, for his mercy endure forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endure forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endure forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts. Man, it's amazing what God did for the nation of Israel. For his mercy endure forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endure forever. To him that which led his people through the wilderness. So I want you to think about it because of the fact that he redeemed them. He bought them back. He rescued them. This was God's people, God's chosen people. And it's the same picture that we have with salvation. When we are lost and we're without Christ and we are dead in our sins, we are spiritually dead, headed to a horrible place called hell. The Bible says God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ paid our sin debt for us. We owed a debt that we could not pay, and he paid a debt for us that we could not pay. He came and he paid our sin debt for us on the cross. And the Bible says if we will turn to him in faith and put our faith and trust in him, that we can be saved and on our way to heaven. He will redeem us back from that spot that we are in. And if you're here this morning and not sure if that you're on your way to heaven, if you've never asked Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ died for your sins, and he wants you to put your faith and trust in him today. And you have so much to be thankful for. You think about it. If we think about what we were before and what God's made us today, we have so many reasons. It's because he's redeemed us. Consider the state we were at before. Consider what we used to be and what we are now. We are adopted. We are accepted. We are cleansed. We stand in his righteousness. We used to be separated. We used to be away from him, unable to get to him. But because of what Christ did for us, we can know him today. Oh, praise the Lord, he redeems us. And then you think about it, we can be thankful for victories. Look what it says in verses 17 through 22. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endure forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endure forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endure forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endure forever. And gave their land for the heritage, for his mercy endure forever. Even a heritage unto Israel, for his mercy endure forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endure forever. So I want you to think for a second. We can be thankful for who God is. We can be thankful for the creation. We can be thankful for the fact he redeems us. And also victories. It gives us the opportunity to have victory. You go back here and you see what happens in the nation of Israel, verse number 20, the Og, the king of Bashan. You go to 19, Sihon, the king of the Amorites. These are just famous battles that God allowed the nation of Israel to win, that God won the battle for them. He had brought them into the promised land. He had taken them and saved them or redeemed them from the nation of Israel. Now he is going through the process with them, and he has walked through there with them. We can be thankful today. Why? Because of the fact that he redeemed us, but he also is with us as we go through. He gives us the opportunity to have victory. And our Christian lives are not supposed to be, they're not supposed to be weak. They're not supposed to be anemic. We can have the victory with him. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God has given us everything we need to be successful in our Christian walk and not a slave to sin. And not if we will yield our bodies unto righteousness and to the things that God, we can live a victorious Christian life and we can be thankful for that. I don't know about you, but the fact that I don't have to sin is huge. It's something we should remember. And I know I don't have to say that. I don't have to think that. I can have victory. As a Christian, as a believer, he has made us so where we are not servants of sin. Now, we choose to be sometimes, but we can reckon ourselves dead. And I can praise God for that and remember, hey, he took him out of Egypt just like he took me out of bondage of sin. He gave them great victories over Og and Sihon, but he can give me victories today too. And then I think about another reason why I can praise him is because of the trials of life. The trials. What do you mean the trials? Look what it says in verse 16. To him which led his people through the wilderness. Now, their wilderness stay wasn't really probably the best. And their 40 years in the wilderness was because of their disobedience. But that would have been a trial. Could you imagine watching everyone who was 20 and above just kind of walk to their death and be stuck in that area for 40 years? It would have been a trial. But the trials of life will help us understand who God is. It gives us an opportunity to trust in him. And that's what he's saying here. He says, he led his people through the wilderness. And sometimes when we're going through a trial, we got to remember God is the one that's leading us. And as we follow the Lord, we understand that he is God and that he is good and he is the creator and that he knows all these things. He gives me the opportunity to have victory. So I am going to continue on even when the trial seems tough and even when the trial seems hard. Why is it? Why can I praise the Lord then? Why can I be thankful then? It goes back to that first point, because he's God and because he's good. Then I want you to think about his care for us. Look what it says in verse number 23. So who remembered us in our low estate? I don't know about you, but that's saying God remembers us even when we're in our low estate, when we're at our weakest point. God still remembers us. I don't know about you, but I have a God that does not forget me. We might have people in this world that don't treat us the way we think they should. We might get our feelings hurt. We might have people in this world who, if we are not a certain person with a certain ranking or with a certain privilege or with a certain amount of money or without a certain degree, they might not have the time of day for you. But I am thankful for a God that remembers us in our lowest state. Thankful for a God who remembers me and knows me. He knows me. He knows me by name. He knows the number of hairs on my head. He knows every thought that I have ever made, every thought that I'm going to make, and he still loves me. And his mercy endureth forever. Grace is God giving us something we don't deserve. Mercy talks about how he's not going to give us what we do deserve. And his mercy will continue on. I don't know what you're going through today, but I can tell you and I can promise you on the basis of what the Word of God says, his mercy endure forever. And not that it just said it once, it said it over and over. And if you go put in a word search and you put the word thank in there and you go through all these things, you'll see that thanks and giving thanks is often attached with his mercy endure forever, or his mercy is everlasting. The reason why we can thank him and we can praise him for all eternity is because his mercy endure forever. He takes care of us. That's what he says, even in our lowest state. And also, I can be thankful for our future, too. When you read through this, you see what it says in verse number 21. And he says, and gave their land for a heritage. When he brought them out of the land of Egypt, he gave them a promised land. he had promised many years earlier to Abraham. And they had been through a lot through all those years, but that the tradition, that story that had been passed down from generation to generation to generation, Canaan land was coming. The promised land was coming. And all they had to do was go in and they had to possess the land. Didn't mean it was going to be easy. It was going to be work, but they had God on their side. They could accomplish what God wanted them to accomplish. He gave them an inheritance for the land, a heritage. And look what also it says in verse number 22, even a heritage unto Israel, his servants. Not just to anybody. He gave it to Israel, his servant, his people. He had given them something for their future also. So when I began thinking, God, they could praise God because of what God did for them in the past, in Israel when they were in Egypt. They could praise him because of the victories that they were going through that day and how God took care of them. Even though there was trials, at this present, remember, he led them through the wilderness, and then they could look forward to what their future was, which is the promised land. And even significance of future times too, but we'll say focus on the promised land that they inherited here and the heritage that they had. So I want you to understand, we can praise God, and we should always be thankful because he is God and because he's good, but don't miss this. When we remember what he's done for us and what he took us from and how he is taking care of us as we go through this world, but man, how much thankful we could be for the day that we get to be up in heaven. And just like the nation of Israel, you saw what happened out of Israel when they went through the wilderness, and then you saw what their promised land was. God had given their answer. We have a promise of heaven. We have a promise to be with him forever. We have an opportunity to spend all of eternity with the God of the universe. What else do we need to, what are we unthankful about? Why are we grumbling? Why are we complaining? And it's amazing that the people who was taken out of this land, the people that are going through all this, the people that's going through this, you know what? What was their number one sin? It was murmuring. It was complaining. It was forgetting that what God had done for them. And one of the reasons why I like doing the Lord's Supper the Sunday before or after Thanksgiving is because Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. Why is that? Because we forget. If it wasn't there, we wouldn't remember like we should. It's saying, hey, I know you need this. I know you're going to forget. I know you're going to be busy. So I want you to take special time, and I want you to focus specifically on the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about what happened for you and what transpired. And the Bible talks about in its word about how he gave thanks as he was getting ready to pass out the bread and the wine he was passing out. And beforehand, he gave thanks. Tonight, the message is the Lord continues to lead. We're going to look at the different times when Jesus gave thanks. But he gave thanks. And why is that? Because God's good. He knew what was getting ready to happen and what was going to get ready to transpire. But he knew that it was all part of God's plan. It was all part of God's will. So why are we ungrateful sometimes? Why do we get so worked up and so consumed with things that really, they mean a lot to us, but in the idea of eternity, we lose sight of being thankful and grateful. And when we do that, we begin to sin by murmuring. We begin to sin by worrying. We begin to sin by complaining. And then with a lack of faith, we don't demonstrate the light of Christ to the rest of the world. And then we say, well, why do I need to tell somebody else about Jesus? I'm not even thankful for where I'm at right now. That's a dangerous spot. Think about this morning. These are different reasons why we can praise God. It is because of who he is. He is God and he is good. We can be thankful for the fact he redeemed us if you're saved this morning. We can be thankful for his creation. We can be thankful for the victories he allows us to have while we're going through this world. We can be thankful for the trials. We can be thankful for how he takes care of us. But remember that day is coming. Where he will give us our inheritance. We are joint heirs with Christ. We will be part of heaven. Look, it says in verse 26, O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. We should give thanks to the God of heaven. Remember Psalms 100, verse 3, Know ye that the Lord he is God. If you remember that he is God, guess what's going to happen? It's going to change your perspective. I am not God. You are not God. Your wife is not God. Your husband's not God. Your boss is not God. There is one God. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. When we stop playing God and understand we are His people, we will realize we have so much to be thankful for. If we take the time to consider and think just about creation, or think about what He bought us from, what He redeemed us from, what we used to be and what we are now. And as we go along this journey as strangers and pilgrims, we consider the victories, we consider the trials, we consider how He takes care of us, all things to be thankful for. And then we rejoice in the thought of spending eternity with the One who died for me. Oh boy, we have so much to be thankful for. Why is it hard for us to sing sometimes? Why is it hard for us not to have a smile on our face? Why is it that we got to tell people sometimes, hey, let your face know that you're happy because nobody else knows? I want to encourage you today to be a thankful people. Be a people that praise the Lord. Be a people that, not because I said it, but because the Bible says it. Take your Bible to Psalms 100 for just a second. We're going to read this and then we'll be done. Psalms 100, verse number 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, that He is God, as He that hath made us. And not we ourselves, we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Let's read all verse 5 all together. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generation. Look at that last phrase. It's true today, and it's going to be true forever. Praise the Lord. We can be thankful for that. No one is going to take God off the throne, and we can be thankful for that. The question is, are we thankful today? Do we have an attitude of gratitude? Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for a time of invitation.